the U.S. economy continues to recover from the tech bubble burst of 2000, but there's certainly many people still left behind. Long-term unemployment, which is defined as being out of work for 27 weeks, is at record levels. And within that group, the percentage who earned college degrees is also at historically high levels. Mark Zandi of Economy.com joins us in our studios. Thanks for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
And just make us familiar with some of the statistics, if you could, about both long-term unemployment and then college graduates.
Right. If you look at the unemployed, one in five of the unemployed have been unemployed for more than 27 weeks. So that's an awfully long time. And that's at record levels, even during the depths of previous recessions a decade ago in the early 80s when unemployment was a lot higher. So this is unusually high. And also, roughly one in five of the long-term unemployed have a college degree or higher. Mm-hmm. And that's also very unusual. Usually college grads do much better. In the last few years, they've had more difficulty.
And what's your analysis of what some of the reasons are that college graduates are joining the ranks of the unemployed, too?
One key reason is the sectors of the economy that got hit hard in the last several years. You mentioned technology, financial services were the two parts of the economy that got hit very hard. They employ lots of very skilled, highly educated workers, and many of them lost their jobs. And those industries have yet to make their way back. Employment's no longer falling in technology or financial services, but it's not yet risen to any significant degree.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of people who are among the affected, if we might put it this way, probably have a memory of someone telling them that they should get a college degree and they should probably study this new and enlarging field of computer technology because that way they'd always have a job.
And that's still very, very good advice. Even throughout all these difficulties, folks with lesser education have struggled more and struggled significantly. I'll just give you another statistic.
Yeah.
The unemployment rate for folks with a college degree or more today is 2.4%. For those that have less than a high school diploma, haven't graduated from high school, their unemployment rate is almost 8%. So that advice is still very valid, still very, very important. It just, though, highlights the sort of breadth of the economic problems that we've struggled through over the past several years. One of the hallmarks of the last several years is that it touched almost everyone, regardless of educational attainment.
Does outsourcing and the growth of a global economy have anything to do with it?
Yeah, I think that does play a role. We are now competing on a global stage. Our competitors are increasingly producing goods and services that embody higher skilled and highly educated workers, and therefore their competition for our own highly skilled and educated workers. And that what that means is we got to continue to educate, upgrade our skills, and for many of us, going to school once isn't enough. We may have to go back.
But what do you do about the fact that there's still people in other nations, I'm not going to refer to them as employment venues, who can do the same work for, at least at the moment, for a lot less?
Well, that's a weight on our economy, certainly. And that's one reason why the job market here has taken so long to dig itself out from the very deep hole that it got itself in. Fortunately, the folks that are working overseas are starting to earn better incomes and starting to demand their own goods and services, and some of those things are things that we produce. And in fact, if you look at recent export data, it's been quite strong. Export growth is in the double digits, and that means that we're doing something right. We're beginning to be able to sell our whereas overseas to those same folks that maybe perhaps taken some of the jobs from people here.
Let me put you in the position of the guy who says to Benjamin in the graduate plastics, what would you whisper to a 19-year-old these days?
First, say lighten up a little bit. I think 19-year-olds are awfully serious these days, at least compared to when I was a 19-year-old. And I think we lose something. But also, I'd say that get as much of an education as you can, as quickly as you can. That'll serve you very well throughout your working life. And then be prepared to have to go back, go get another degree, change your occupation, learn another skill. Mm-hmm. Just be prepared for the possibility that what you're learning today at 19 may not be what you're doing when you're 49.
You may have to study something else when you're in your mid-40s.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot worse things in life than that, right? I mean, I'd love to go back to school, to tell you the truth. So if I have the means to do it, and hopefully policymakers will recognize the need for all of us to do that and make it a little bit easier for us to do that.
Mark Zandi, an economist with economy.com. Thanks very much.